This is Abe Kiyas recording for Maseches Sukkah, Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis. So we just learned the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, which had a machlokes. Can you use boards to make your sukkah? Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Rabbi Meir says you can't. So it's a machlokes. What kind of boards are they arguing about over here? Are they arguing about a board that's wider than four or a board that's between three and four? That is the machlokes. So Rav holds, they're arguing about a board that's wider than four. Rabbi Yehuda says wider than four is still okay, and Rabbi Meir holds it's not okay. And Shmuel says, no, everyone agrees a board that's wider than four is no good. That's called Gzeiras Tikra. A person's going to think that it's the same thing as his ceiling inside, and he's not going to want to go out into the sukkah anymore. And according, so therefore, the whole machlokas, Rabbi Meir says even more than three is no good, and Rabbi Yehuda says more than three, less than four is fine. So now we're going to try to bring Raya's, which opinion in the Mishnah's, which opinion of Rav or Shmuel is correct, the correct way to learn the Mishnah. So last few words on Yudalam and Rav. Tashma, so coming here, Raya, Shnei Sadina Mitzdarfin. So you have two sheets, right? And each one is two tefachim wide, let's say. So each two tefach wide sheet joins together to form something which is four tefachim wide, and it's problematic. Top of Yudalam and base. Shnei Nesarim Ein Mitzdarfin. But if you have two boards right next to each other, Eschach, they don't join together to form a wider board. Each one is its own piece. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Af Nesarim Kisadinim. No, the boards are just like the sheets, and they do join together. So, Bishlam Ala Shmuel, I understand Shmuel who says, Bishayin Boyan Arba Machlokas. The whole Machlokas is when they're less than four. Meaning, Rabbi Meir says, less than four is Pasol. And 3 and 4 is puzzle, and Rabbi Yehuda says 3 and 4 is kosher. Ava Yeshman Arba Devriya Kol Psula. But if it would be four, they all agree it's puzzle. So my mitzdarfin Arba. So there we say that they could join together to form a four tefach wide board. Elul Rav Damar Bishyeshman Arba Machlokes. According to Rav, who says that the whole machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says it's even kosher if it's more than four tefachim wide, and Rabbi Meir says it's puzzle if it's more than four tefachim wide. What does it mean? But if it's less than four, everybody agrees it's fine. Hey, Chidami, what does it mean that they join together? If the boards are more than four, they don't need to be mitzarif. That's a machlokas, whether they're good. And if they're smaller than four, amai. Why would they join together? Meaning we don't say, let's say you put up bamboo poles. We don't say, like, oh, each pole joins together with the next pole to form one wide board. It's not true. So why would they join together at all if they are less than four tefachim? So the question is, Rav Shita, that the only cutoff point is four tefachim, and not that there's this limbo between three and four. So how could you ever have this idea of things joining together? So Leolam de Isbarba, Rav is saying that no, the boards are four tefachim in this case where they join together. My mitzdarfim, mitzdarfim la arba amos menatzai. They join together for four amos on the side of the sukkah to make the whole sukkah puzzle. I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in the day, we said that there's something called dofen akuma, where you can have up to four amos of puzzle schach on the edges of the sukkah, and those are considered like part of the walls, but if you have more than four amos, it's a problem. So Rav is saying, if you have four tefach wide boards along the edges of the sukkah, so you can have up to four amos of them, but you can't have more. Lishnachrina, another version of this discussion. I understand, according to Shmuel, he says that there's no machlokes when they are, I'm sorry, the whole machlokes is between three and four. So you can say they join to form arba amos minatzad. Ela l'Rav. So according to Rav, it's difficult. Bishlam ala Rabbi Meir, my mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la'arba. So when Rabbi Meir says they join together to form a four tefach wide board. Arba amos, sorry. Keep messing that up. Mitzdarfin la'arba amos minatzad. They join together to form four amos from the side, because Rabbi Meir holds that four tefach board is problematic. Ela l'Rabbi Yehuda, d'amar afili yeshbein, arba'a k'sheira, ma'ein mitzdarfin, kanim ba'alma ninu. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, any width of a board is just going to be the same exact thing as one bamboo pole, and therefore it should never join together to form anything. So Gemara just says, yeah, you're right. I did the kamar Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin, I'm Rabbi Yehuda in mitzdarfin. When Rabbi Yehuda says they don't join together, he didn't mean I hold that there is such a thing as joining together. He agrees there's no such thing as joining together. But since you said they do join together, I'm just going to say no, they don't join together. But he holds there's no such concept. Okay, so now we're going to bring a raya to Rav. Tanya Kavasei de Rav. we have a raya for Rav. Again, what did Rav say? Rav is the one who said that Rabbi Yehuda holds its kosher even more than four tvachim, and Rabbi Meir holds more than four tvachim is pasul and nothing else. That's the whole machlokes in the Mishnah. That is a raya for him. And Tanya Kavas Yishmuel, we're going to have a brice which is a raya according to Shmuel, who holds that the whole machlokes for Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is within three and four tvachim, but everyone agrees above four tvachim is pasul. So Tanya Kavas said to Rav, what's the first raya for Rav? Sikha bin Asaran shall erez she'in boyan arba'a divrei akol k'sheira. Yesh man arba'a, Rav Meir posel, Rav Yehuda machshir. Right? So the Brisa says exactly what Rav says. If you use cedar wood of boards that don't have four tefachim, everyone holds its kosher. If they're more than four tefachim, Rav Meir says it's possible, Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. That is exactly the way Rav learns this machlokus. And now just to finish off the Brisa, I'm Rav Yehuda, Maisa, Bishas, HaSakana, Shevi, Unisarim, Shahu ben Arba, Sikachnu, Algabe, Mirpeses. One time there was a sakana, and then they said we're not allowed to live in a sukkah, meaning the goyim knew about the din of sukkah, and they didn't want the Jews to keep the Torah. So they said, if you live in a sukkah, we'll kill you. So we brought these really wide boards, and they couldn't tell. We were using them as schach. They thought we were just building another hut and building another roof. So we spread them on our balconies, and we sat underneath them. So Amrulo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya ain't Shasa Sakana Raya. That's not a proof because that was a time of Sakana. So you could argue that normally it would be an Issur Derabanan to do this, but they allowed it in the time of Sakana. That is black on white proof exactly the way Rav learns the Mishnah. Now we have a black and white proof exactly the way Shmuel learns the Mishnah. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. We have a Brisa that learns exactly like Shmuel. Sikha bin Asarim Shel Eres Sheesh Ban Arba Devriya Kol Psula. If you use these cedar wood things that are four tefachim wide, everyone agrees it's pasul. Ein boy in arba, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Right. So, and if they're less than four tefachim, Rabbi Meir says it's still a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Moder, Rabbi Meir, Shem Yesh bein Nesel Neser Kimlo Neser Shem Iniach Pesel beinayim Mukshera. But Rabbi Meir admits to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you have exactly even space. So you have three tefach board followed by three tefachim of open space. So you should fill that space in with pesa, which means like little straw or reeds or whatever it is, and that would be kosher. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, Shimnasan Allah Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tvachim Ksheira, that if you put on them a board that is four tvachim wide, then it's going to be kosher. V'ein yishinim tachta, but you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. V'yashin tachta v'yatzeh dechavasu. And if you did sleep underneath it, you're not yotzeh. So again, this is exactly the shita of Shmuel. So basically what the Gemara has proven is that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how to learn the Tanoim, is actually machlokes Tanoim, how to learn the Tanoim, because there are versions that comport exactly with Rav, and there are versions that comport exactly with Shmuel. New case, Itmar. So we have a Gemara. Hafchan al tzidei, and let's say you took these four tefach boards and you flipped them on their sides. So now they're not four tefachim anymore. Rav Huna Amar Psula. Rav Huna says still puzzle. Rav Chizdev, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Ksheira. Rav Chizdev, Rabba Bar Rav Huna say it's kosher. So Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura. Rav Nachman went to Sura. O Ligabe Rav Chizdev, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Chizdev and Rabba Bar Rav Huna went to visit him. So Amr Lei, Hafchan al tzidei Mao. And they asked him, this Shaila. So you have these boards, they're too wide. Well, let's say you put them on their side and they're not too wide anymore. So what would they then be there? Amar Lahu Psula. He says, they're puzzle, but he gives the reason. Nasu kishipudin shel mateches. We have made them into like spits of or spears of iron or metal, right? Meaning, once it's too wide to be used for schach, the item itself is considered puzzle schach. It doesn't matter how you use it, even if you use it in a kosher way, the we call them lumdas. The chetza itself is puzzle. So Amar Lahu Rav Huna, lo amri lechu Imri Kavase, didn't I tell you I was right? You know, didn't I tell you to say like me? Meaning Rav Nachman agrees with me. Amrulei, umi amar lan mar time of alo kablina minei. What, did you tell us the reason and we didn't accept it? Meaning you never told us the reason, so we wanted to understand it better, so we asked Rav Nachman. Amaluhu umi ba'isu minoi, time of alo amilachu. You never asked me the reason. Literally, did you ask me the reason and I didn't tell it to you? It says, if you would have asked me, of course I would have told you. You just didn't ask me, so I just told you my opinion, what the halacha is. So lema misayelit, let's try to bring a raya that this is correct. So it says, if the sukkah is very small, eino mechazekes kidei rosh v'ruba b'shulchano, if it's too small and you can't put your head, your body, and your table in it, Oh, shenifritza bo pirtza, or there's a hole in it in the bottom of the walls. Kedishi is daker ba gedi bavas rosh, that a goat could stick its head in there. Meaning that if the walls are, there's a hole in the bottom of the wall more than three tvachim off the ground. Sorry, I lost my place for 1 second. Here we go. Or you put a 4 tefach wide board on it. Even if you only were 3 tefachim inside, I mean, you had a 4 tefach board, 1 tefach was hanging off the side, and the 3 tefachim were on top of the sukkah. So it's still possible. So heichi dami. So what's the case over there? Lav kigon shavchan al tzidein. It must be you put it sideways. So, and therefore you see that a 4 tefach board is puzzle even if you put it sideways. It says, lo, no, what are you talking about? You put it on the edge of the sukkah, and therefore, three tefachim are inside the sukkah, and 1 tefach is outside the sukkah. So now it's sticking off of the sukkah. And therefore it's considered like part of the sukkah. So in the end, this is not a raya that the actual board is pasul no matter what you do with it, but nevertheless, that's how we paskin, that if you have a 4 tefach wide board, it's pasul even if you put it in such a way that it's covering, you put it on the short side, so it's less than 4 tefachim.